With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has renewed its aerial bombardment of the Gaza Strip, saying the goal is to prevent Hamas from rearming. So after a couple of months, the fragile Gaza ceasefire has collapsed. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
This is Israel saying that it's carrying out preemptive strikes against Hamas to stop it from rearming and from regrouping. We had Israeli officials coming out saying that this was open-ended. It was expected to expand this Israeli military operation, and that the idea is that from now on, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military strength.
After 9 months stuck on board the International Space Station, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally on their way back to Earth. They're headed back home aboard a SpaceX capsule. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump and Russian President Putin have a phone call today.
The two leaders will talk about ending the Russia-Ukraine war, says White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment, and the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
The president told reporters he and Putin have a very good chance of bringing the war to an end. Meanwhile, European allies are worried about what kinds of concessions might be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing the arrest of a Houston-area midwife charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. This is the first time criminal charges have been filed under the state's near-total ban on abortion. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks deep in the red, the Dow down 248 points, while the NASDAQ is off 332. This is SRN News. A Texas pastor claims the United States belongs to Christians.
Joel Webben is a self-proclaimed Christian nationalist. His latest comments are sparking controversy. On a recent podcast, Webben claimed that the United States is a nation for Christians. In his words, not for Hindus, not for Muslims, and not for Jews, he said. He went on to say that non-Christians should not hold public office. Such views contradict the Constitution's First Amendment, which states, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Fear is growing within Syria's Christian community following a wave of sectarian violence. The media line reports the deaths of seven Christian civilians. According to a church source, the recent events had been extremely difficult and have aggravated concerns about the future of the Christian presence in Syria, as well as that of other religious minorities in the country. Christians in Syria say they feel isolated. This is SRN News. It's a big deal in the beverage industry, with Pepsi paying a bundle for upstart brand Poppy.
The acquisition gives PepsiCo a fast-growing brand in the popular functional beverage category. PepsiCo said the transaction includes $300 million of anticipated cash benefits, bringing the net purchase price to $1.65 billion. Poppy was developed in 2015 by Allison Ellsworth, who loved soda but was tired about how it made her feel. Ellsworth mixed fruit juice with apple cider vinegar, prebiotics, and sparkling water and sold it at farmers markets. The brand took off in 2018 after an appearance on Shark Tank. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla stock taking a hit after China energy and auto giant BYD unveiled a super-fast EV charging system. It says it's almost as quick as a fill-up at the gas station. More details at srnnews.com.